There's two attitudes toward the day that's not true. Among those who are guilty, in the wrong thing, they hear something coming. And those that want to be right sense the effects of its wrong spirit and don't want it among ourselves. There's two different feelings toward the day that we correct.
My name is Ricardo Mackey, and I'm a Hornet's brother. And I didn't know how to speak about the effect that goes on among our fellowship, among the brethren. And it's like, it's a pressure that's among me when I do want to speak. It's like, not a fear thing, but it's more or less like a pressure. Like, I don't know, if I jump up, I jump in the wrong situation. And I can't apply myself to the situation. And it's like, I do earnestly want to say something about myself and about my relationship with Jesus and my situation around my fellowship. You see, like, I do want to love my brothers and sisters as a brother and as a sister. And I do want to be close to them. And to apply myself to the situation here now is that I do want to see all my older brothers at work, because I've been working around with them. And I know that all the older brothers who want to be healed can stand up and confess themselves to that. You know, just jump up and talk about the relationship with Jesus. Or talk about the organization or what we're going to get into tonight.
My name is Sherry. I'm from the Washington, Baltimore Center, and I would like to ask Stuart, could he, like, start the meeting? Because we had a regional meeting one time that it wasn't exactly like this, but it was something where everything got confused and nobody knew where it went, but everybody felt to go to Stuart. And I don't want to see the same thing happen here, so Stuart, could you
you see, my situation is really waiting for an older brother to stand up and just talk to us, like, hey, I was encouraged by the big meeting. You know? Hey, I know that all the older brothers should be more and more encouraged. They should be healed, really.
I'm your brother Larry, and I think we should start the division of the colors of the brother. The orange brothers get together, the silver, the brown, and all the stuff.
But I wish the older brothers would stand up in fellowship about the spirit they see in themselves and in our fellowship. And what we should be doing as a body to go to war. To see Jesus really put down this spirit.
Yeah.
And that those who are right to be trained and rightly fed, they don't get put down by this, you know, at all. Brought down by the spirit. I see it as great growth right now. Don't many of you?
Yes.
My name
is
Michelle. I might seem kind of, you know, being stuffed or something. Another sister's telling me not to wait for the older brothers, but
I remember Stuart doing these things before, and he was laying back, so that we would get together by ourselves. So we start developing mechanisms of getting it together that I was depending on.
If some of us who are older can't, those of us that are right, can't even unite in pointing out what the problem is, and what the devil is trying to do, and then at least starting the fellowship about some kind of framework which that this can be put down, it's just going to continue, isn't it?
Yes!
Now, some of the other right brothers and sisters, well, Bobby, what do you want to say?
This reminds me of a sinking ship, where everyone's starting to panic, understand?
Yeah.
Everyone's sitting around in suspense, and everyone begins to panic. You're sitting there in suspense and you're overdoing, you're getting worked up somehow. You're freaking out because Stuart hasn't said a word. Understand?
Yeah.
Why don't other brothers just stand up? I mean, especially those that are right.
Warren brothers are probably just
fellowship about what they see. Right. I mean, like Jeff, what about you?
Yeah, I came in and I was sitting here because I didn't want to just dive in. I wanted to see basically what was really going on with the older brothers. I noticed that none of the older brothers would speak, and because of it, just the weaker brothers, the weird, like the fellowship really got slapped across the face. Just, I came, everyone was singing, everyone was hitting the woodwork. And when we stopped singing, no one would put out any effort. I asked the brother next to me, is everyone supposed to be speaking lower now? Don't brothers have to put out any effort anymore? I'm wondering, were we supposed to be judged and categorized tonight?
We already were categorized. It's supposed to be lower orange or upper orange. That's supposed to be Well, there is going to be that splitting coming within a couple of days. I don't know if it's tonight.
You know, I noticed that the older brothers weren't, there was no noticeable taking a stand. So the wrong stuff just overcame, and brothers like Skip, who would finally stand up, he's just very weak and offensive. I know I was drawing into this and feeling that. There's just no taking initiative, no taking a stand, no order. So the wrong things just go on. And I know it, I was just looking around at some of the lambs that was going on with a real frown. It's so sad. There's no fellowshipping in Jesus. I know today I was in Hackensack with Charlie Edelman and Jay Edelman and Chris and Dave. We were fellowshipping in Jesus. And I was really motivated. It was strengthening the fellowship. I was motivated to go out and go witnessing. And I went witnessing in New York, and I kept pressing through, and Jesus used me to lead someone to him. And there was just no, like one thing I noticed was that there's no fellowshipping in Jesus, or any fellowshipping, any love for Jesus at all. Just, that's just like out of the picture. And all there is just weakness just pops up out of the fellowship. Again, it reflects just the older brothers not taking a stand.
Well, at least, one thing I can say, I think there should be some uniting among those that are really right, to decide to hate what is going on, and to hate, really hate the spirit, not hate the brothers that are weak. Of course we want them to be healed, or those that are indulging, or those that are even, you know, we don't want to hate them, but we do want to hate the spirit that through them is wants to affect good brothers and sisters. I've seen many good sisters in the last month attack of this spirit, working through brothers. Basically. And I think that we should decide to, those of us that are hating the wrong things in ourselves, decide to hate the problem in our fellowship and unite to look for the best thing that would please Jesus and undercut this problem. And I don't fully understand. I understand how the framework partly is going to do it. There has to be that uniting and requiring right action on the part of those brothers. That really uniting and hating these things among those that are right. How many other right, really right brothers and sisters? What do they think about?
My name is Julie Daniels, and I was thinking that the spirit you're talking about. We keep talking about the wrong spirit. And I know I have the Holy Spirit. I know all of us have the Holy Spirit. And Paul talks about demonstrating the spirit and the power. And this is like you and not concentrating on the fact that you keep among us. I'm sorry.
Okay, I can see your point. I know that Jesus is among us, but the Bible speaks of when wrong things come in, going to war against them and standing up against them. They have come in, and we must unite, those of us that really desire to see our framework, that those who are right can be trained and grow, and those that wrong things can be disciplined in such a way that at least some of the brothers are doing things through compulsion of rules. And right punishments, etc.
Now it's all destroyed. I said, don't be confused.
Trust me.
I was going to say that there really is no direction right now. Do you understand?
Yeah.
That we're just grabbing every little thing that we can to keep going on. Well, what else can we do in a way? That just shows how chaotic we are.
Yeah.
Lesson, I guess.
That's what I think this part of the lesson. It shows the real need for training and direction.
Right. There's no, we talk about framework and everything else, the way we function. There's no real foundation in taking this care. Like Chris said, a lot of things Chris said is true. We've got to be united and start really taking direction. There is no direction right now. I don't know what we're doing. It's just chaotic. Therefore,
you know, one thing is it says how we no longer regard things from a human point of view. The thing I wonder with you, Chris, is you see there's something wrong and you want to go after a human effort or something instead of just remembering that Jesus really is with us and going towards not looking at humanly so much, just trusting that Jesus really is with us.
I'm trusting that through the unity of those of us that are right and the desire to require right action. And in this framework of the rules, I know that Jesus will heal many brothers and will keep these wrong things from encroaching upon us. I see the degree to which they are. Maybe I don't see it. Maybe it's just me. Maybe that's it.